that. But Chris killed someone that was where that had a shield. It was like this. It was a lion, Bar Dexter. No, it was a Bar Sinister.
Dragon Bar Sinister?
No, it was Lion Bar Sinister Castle.
Like on the shield, it had a lion there, and a slash going like that.
Then they were each carrying. There were four noblemen in the train, or knights, or something, in plate mail, and each of them had a banner bearer. And there was a major banner bearer with a gold dragon's banner.
We gotta go steal a cat. We gotta go meet a castle.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go take over a castle.
Walk. Good and inconspicuous for a thief.
What? It needs to match.
Yeah, but you want to do stealing, don't you? But you want
you
a little
steal.
Less inconspicuous than a castle for a thief.
No,
steal.
But it'll be his castle. He can live in the castle.
Yeah, but it's still not a good plan.
I know, then I will go into the city. But we just gotta do something.
Well, we gotta find a place to land.
We just need something immediate.
At full drive, it takes you. At Mach 1, it would take you several hours. At full drive, if it didn't take you 30 seconds, it would take you more like. It would take you about an hour in full drive to get home, I think. It'd be a more realistic estimate. Mm.
10 minutes.
How far away is it between here and England? From New York?
I don't know. That's about that is not America, okay? Franke is a little four-island kingdom.
Yeah, okay, I'm just...
We gotta find the nearest island. Is this the nearest island? Which one's Seagull?
Let's go to a little dumb island.
Are there any islands near Seagull?
Because you said there are barbarian islands somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's go one of
those. Okay, where are you going? I can show you overhead maps when you get anywhere.
Okay.
We're
going into the... Well,
okay.
Where's that
one? Okay, what... How are you riding now? No, you can't say that. You have to tell me, because I don't know what way you're going.
Everybody's in the ship except the police robot and has to go outside.
No, he doesn't, because this time you're probably not bringing the thief that's still in the coma.
Oh, yeah. That's dead.
You left the dead one's body. No, you didn't. That's right. You brought him to it.
So I leave the dead thief
from
my coma there.
But the coma thief is going to wake up.
And I'll leave one.
The medical robot says, well, I think they're android. I think he will, but he might not.
What's his survival?
He says, oh, it's around 20 if we leave him here, or 30, or around 80 if I stay with him.
Oh, you stay with him. And we'll leave him, please.
Yeah. And I'll unload my tech robots.
Okay.
And mine.
Okay, now tell me what you're bringing.
We're bringing all our cargo.
Okay, that takes you about half hour to load up.
No, I never...
Yeah, you did. You all unloaded. Craig, as soon as you got there, you said, okay, I get all my shit out.
Oh, that one ship.
Oh, well,
Craig, you had all your equipment in one ship.
It doesn't
yes,
matter.
You did.
Okay, I'm bringing my thieves, except for the one in the comet and one that's dead.
Okay. They want all 50 in the ship.
We're leaving.
I'm leaving all
you have six thieves, and...
I'm leaving all my robots, except for the police robots that are flying the ship.
No, we can leave that, because my thieves can fly ships.
I want my police robot to
fight. Okay, So, all three ships with no laser charges. Okay. One's got full charge. One's got all its 30 laser charges, and the other two have fired all 30 of them off. Most of them in one burst. And you've got Chris. You have 60s. And so you're flying your ship, am I to assume? And how many of your thieves are in your cargo?
All.
No, they can't all be. There's only room for 5 of them, plus you've got one person in worth of cargo. So you can only have 3 of them in there. 4. That's 4 of the 6.
Okay. You fired your ship.
Okay, so, Craig, you have 2 ships. Now, how are you distributing your stuff among them? You're taking 2 people worth of equipment. Yourself, and 2 thieves. The police robots are pilots, though, so they don't count. So you're taking both ships instead of just the one that you could put all your stuff into?
Can I put everything into one ship?
Just barely, but you could do it. Yes.
Okay, I'll do that.
I mean, just barely.
But I can't land the other ship.
Okay. And how are you people distributed among the 2 ships that I've fought?
Put a thief in each ship. Half my equipment in each ship.
And you... Just put it all in one ship, otherwise if one gets shot down, we don't have to figure it out.
Okay.
No, Leo, just put...
Yeah.
You bring all these ships, and all his shit is in one ship.
He only has 2 ships.
It's all 3 of us.
And all... Everybody's in one ship, and then he's bringing 1 empty ship. To carry anything apart.
Yeah. And the ship that's got all my cargo in it is the one that has all the ship.
Yeah.
And the empty ship is unarmed, except for its defensive shields. Okay, so you fly to Mary Old England. You get there in about an hour.
No, not Mary Old England.
We're not going to Mary Old England.
That's what you said before. Oh, yeah.
No, we're going right here.
Which, no. That is all. Okay.
This is a known world with the Rocket Empire.
This Rocket Empire right
there.
Oh.
Where do you come up with all these maps?
Here and there.
I also the
blessed.
Where
are
my pens
at? It's aligned like
thank you.
This. Let's see. The British Empire is this way.
Okay,
this.
British
Teagle.
Empire is this way. Then there's a buffer zone and Teagle's in this zone.
Okay. So where
does not wrong.
Nothing.
This
is that.
No,
yeah.
Other one.
This is that?
This is! That's the one Chris said.
No, we're going there.
Well, you said this one.
Oh, we changed it around.
Yeah.
The
round one is rocky. I did that on purpose.
Oh, that's rocky?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was Camelot. Okay, well, that's cool. We'll just like wherever you said.
Okay, no, this is this one. Here, give me that. Well, so we keep it straight.
This one's the mock.
Not.
The mountains are...
Well, they're secluded.
Yeah, but that's the best. We don't want it. We don't want to hide a city. We just need some place to land where we can take the empty ships.
Just a second, I have to get them on.
No, we want to look for a castle, don't we? So we can head to another. We want to look for a castle.
We don't have to have a castle. We can look for one.
We can test out all our we can tie everybody up. We can test out all our perfect.
Yeah, we can test all these grenades.
Said like a true evil person.
Well, that's not.
Well, Chris is. And what are you, Craig? You came in for a good moment. But that's no control. I mean, it'll just change your alignment. That's not okay.
I'm not sure about you, I just like evil things. So much fun.
Okay.
We're going to...
Do you pick a demo?
Mood gates.
What?
Mood gates. We're just going to fly over.
Give me a number.
It doesn't
have them
here.
Is Luke Gates a city or a town? Are these little dot cities right here?
I don't know. I can't figure out what that is. I think they're fortresses or something. Or cities. I'm not sure which. There we go.
39, 43.
Mud gates. Population. It appears to... Okay, what are you doing now?
I'm just flying
over it. And it's just going to be nice if we can find it.
Okay. Did you just fly over it? And you go... Psh, and
no,
you saw the little lights. It was definitely a city. That's all you could tell. Okay. What altitude? All right. And what's... Do you have the radar or the view screen on? Alright, you see a city, they appear to be mostly elven, moderately civilized, no castle. There's a small manor, but that's about it, you know. It wouldn't even be defensible. There appear to be a lot of horses and things around. And there are a lot of horse carts and things, and there appear to be several stables.
Let's go to cheap side. 36, 21. 24. 36, 24.
Cheap side. You do the same routine?
Yeah.
Appears to be at the same civilization level as before. There appear to be bazaar-like areas. You'd estimate the population around 3,000. Mostly half-elves. That's about all you can tell from that.
That's the best.
Not really. Another similar manner type thing.
Howling winds at 31.19.
What now? You don't need to give me the name. Just the number. The number's the important thing. Howling winds. 3,000 people. Again, half elf. Predominant resource appears to be pipeweed. Don't ask me. I don't want it. Oh! Pipeweed is the tobacco. Half-elves population appears to be around 1,500. Slightly lower civilization.
2850.
That's Stasis Wells.
No.
Appears to be mostly orc. 3,000 people. It's a port town. Appears to be a pearl fishery area mostly. Flaking. Approximately 5,000. Population is man. Similar civilization to everything you've seen, except the orc was much more civilized than any of the other cities you've seen. No. Predominant means very common, Craig. You mean dominating or something like that.
You're not a castle, excuse me.
Your sensors say there's the unmistakable, there's a lot of, hydrocarbons in the air. They would estimate it's a pitch mine. Or pitch manufacturing area.
Okay,
17. Air helm. Also orc, around 3,000. Very civilized. This thing seemed to have orc and men mixed up. Sensors indicate tanneries.
Thirty-four or five.
Just a sec. Because let me see how you... Show me how you're doing this passive. Are you sure which is land and which is water? This is land, this is water.
Yeah. No, let's not go here. Let's go
Okay. Nothing in green lights, but as you're lowering your altitude, you notice something about a hex or 30 miles away when you're coming down from about 10,000 feet, which height you have to be to go Mach 10, you know? You see a city about 30 miles, or not a city, but a fortress about 30 miles away.
Which direction?
What hex are you in?
0213.
0212.
Alright, you go there.
Okay, it appears... appears to be a huge castle.
Yeah!
Approximately 200 men. Inside it, and you know they look up, and you.
This is nice.
Yeah, and you see some surprise as you buzz them. Mm. And you know there's a big alarm given, and everybody's starting to man the catapults.
Catapults. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we go up.
Yeah. Okay, and a big ball of fire explodes right next to your ship, and you hear warning, warning. Extreme heat, shields dropping.
We take off. We go out of that house.
Okay. And,
damage is
good. One, your empty ship is two, this ship is three. One, the ship you're in just had its shields go down. Been knocked out. The tech robot will have to look at it. And I forgot your ship's shields are down too.
Mine?
Mm-hmm. From the arrow buffeting they took. Remember yesterday I told you you'd have to let the tech robot look at it?
Uh-huh. Oh, so that means the ship that's got all the carbon is the only one with lasers and shields.
No, the empty ship is the only one.
With shields?
With shields. And the one you're in is the only one with lasers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Alright. What was that? Delayed blast fireball?
Falcon?
No, you were hit by the fireball, and then the warning started.
Yeah, I know.
How
yeah.
Come they found us?
We buzz bombed
them. What did we do?
We buzz bombed them, the little black things. You obscure stars.
Oh.
Plus, there's a moon, and you've been buzzing around, and it's about 3 o'clock, and the moon's just getting up to its real height.
Alright, we got the harp
string. Well, we don't really want to
bring our
harp.
Well,
let's
just buzz bomb it.
We need a number of harp
strings.
0215.
Let's not go down that far.
Population around 1,000. What altitude do you stop at?
600.
Okay, it appears to be predominantly men. High civilization level. Appears to be a mining industry.
I'm gonna go off into the mountain.
I'm gonna go off back up. Work for some I'm afraid I'm hit.
No, you don't want to go back to work because your shields are down. And we don't want to destroy.
Hit them
with
surprise.
Yeah, but we don't
want to
destroy.
Which means we gotta come back with a landing. We were just scanning for places to touch down. We gotta find something that's a little bit closer. So we can get
But the thing is, that's the best thing. The fortresses aren't labeled on the map. So the only way you can find them is to go real slow.
Mm-hmm. Now, I am going to start at 2617 and go up to 2602 secret.
At what altitude and at what speed?
500.
No, you hoes will hit the mountains, you dip.
until we got to the mountain, and then we'll go up to 2,000.
Why don't you just say 500 feet above the ground?
Yeah.
Because when the mountains come, you're going to have to go 500 feet above them.
Oh, okay. 500 feet above the ground.
From 2602 to... From 216 to 2602?
Yes.
At what speed?
What speed should we go?
7 miles.
7 miles. How fast is Mach?
Around 626 miles an hour.
Still.
Your stall speed's 200.
Okay, oh, it is?
Well, let's go 250.
Yeah.
Okay, 250. That takes you 2 hours.
Okay.
And from 2602 to 2... From 216 to 2602?
Mm-hmm.
Two, six, one, three.
What are we playing?
Citadel.
What's that?
City castle.
How big?
Small. Real small, but...
Popular?
For a city castle. Yeah. About upward to 500.
500?
In other words, it's a village inside a wall. That's what a citadel is.
What kind of defenses do they appear to have? Catapult?
Catapult, about 5, some oil, quite a few ballistas on the walls. You see men were running with crossbows to defend the walls. As it's about 6 o'clock and the day has broken.
Oh, really? All right.
It's in 2613. And that's a long way along the path. The ballista, 4 o'clock before you started your trip. It would be 6 o'clock by then.
All right, we keep on going.
Okay. They fired a couple of catapult bolts, I think, so. Nothing. All the way to 2616, nothing.
I will go from 2501 to 2505.
Okay, at the same speed and height?
Yes.
That takes you approximately half an hour. Day is full upon us.
Mm-hmm.
2501 to 2505? 2502, there's a castle they shoot at.
Excellent. A castle in the mountains.
No, it's a citadel again. But it's much smaller. It's really a castle. It's more like one of those old forts with about 8 houses inside it. That's it.
Well,
perfect. What kind of defenses?
And it seems to have about 150 people in it.
Perfect.
But they do not shoot at you. They come up to the walls and they start looking and stuff, but they haven't shot. And, just what you normally expect.
I'm going to run over in the ship that has its defense.
You're not in it. How can you give it a run?
You
have to tell it to. How are you going? You have to break one out, and you don't know how to use it.
Radio up to the other ship.
He's not in the cockpit.
What about into the cockpit?
He can't.
Oh, yell at my... Hey, Jack, tell the other Jack. Put a buzz bomb.
He says, transmitting, except you left the... He can't because you left the police robot with the medical robot.
That was my
that
police,
was his
robot.
Police robot.
Right.
But I've got two police robots.
And they're both flying. One's in the other cockpit, one's in your cockpit.
Yeah.
You can't break into the cockpit. It's not accessible. In flight.
Yeah?
Oh,
yelling up there.
I give it a buzz
still
bomb.
Still no response. You give it a buzz bomb? Okay. And, ah! And they ready the machinery, but they still haven't fired it.
What do they have loaded?
Yeah, about 5 catapults and about 20 ballista.
They appear to be enemies.
And they're all loading crossbows.
Oh, fun.
Craig, define how you would tell a magic user. Just by how he's dressed. Mercenaries do not all wear plate mail. They can't all afford it, you know.
I go up to 1,000 feet.
Alright.
Well, you can watch him.
Alright, what is surround, what is the surrounding area? I go over.
Where is this?
502. Alright, we'll go to 2503.
Land. Well, we won't land until we see what's there.
Yeah. Okay, Chris can, but how does Craig tell his pilot to?
Well, how has he been flying?
How did I tell him to take off?
How, you don't have to tell him to take off.
Well, how has he been
He's been following Chris.
And I go off of there, and I land.
And he does too.
Why is he following Chris? I'm just
Andrew. Yeah, but you can't talk to him and see. He figures that, well, that other robot seems to know what he's doing, so robots don't assume. Except he doesn't know that he doesn't realize that Chris is not the other robot.
Okay. And Craig goes to break down the commune and he goes to the each of his guys.
I figured out how to use this.
No, Craig doesn't need to give his robot to Kanye.
Yeah,
they haven't built him.
Give him one.
And then he needs to figure out how to use it.
What does it look like?
This.
Don't mess with this. I had it.
Oh, you dumb geek.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you didn't mess with it. I had it finished. We're almost finished. See, that's a little off. No, it was. I wasn't done working with it yet. Okay. It's kind of like this, and it's got two knobs.
Two knobs, that's it? Uh-huh.
And they each of them, the first knob has a Roman numeral 1, 2, 3, 4, and a V.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one
have? Nothing.
Okay, I'll turn them. I'll
turn
that one that has a jerk on it up to, I'll turn it on to two.
Okay.
And I'll say something.
And
I address it to Jack.
And you hear the bulkhead door opening and the robot sticks his head out and says, "Hey, dumbass! Robot communication channel is 4!
Okay.
Ship to ship is 5.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, and I go off the ship, and I get everybody else off. And what is it in 2503? Nothing?
Sort of.
What's the new module thing?
What?
What's the new module thing about 2503?
Empty. Don't listen. Don't do that.
Why?
It's 11 o'clock.
Don't do that.
Or
I'll start putting red dragons in Texas, and you won't like that.
Bay spiders.
Oh.
Hate bay spiders.
Okay, and so...
They don't like you a lot either.
And so I wait till nighttime and stuff. I break off my comm units, too.
Okay.
What is person-to-person communication?
Yeah, I go ask one of Craig's robots, what's person-to-person?
He says, just tune them both in on the same channel, dummy.
Okay!
He says, the other knob is a volume. You seem pretty ignorant. You probably don't even know that.
I don't.
He says, you better know it now.
I do.
Sorry, Jack.
I thought all my thieves that...
Thieves?
Plural of thieves.
Joe Paramo!
Joe Paramo?
Thieves is plural of thieves.
Plural.
It's possessive. I don't know. Okay, and I tell them to put them all on channel 1 and the top knob is volume. No, we're going to go at nighttime and we're going to put up. We're not going to land by the castle and stuff, but real fine.
reason.
Okay, you can go back to Tizzle. I'm gonna...
What do you mean, for some reason?
Well, I wanna go back and assemble that suit, whatever it is. I wanna go back and assemble too.
I think you should have Joe Colon do it.
Give me. Give it.
How do you talk to a tech robot?
Give it, or the size of that castle is gonna double. But only the garrison.
How do you talk to a tech robot? Well, I can call my police robot. I can call first the police robot. Back in the vehicle. You can't reach that far.
How do you know?
Well, I'll try it. I'll turn it on channel 4. Now I'll go, hey, Fred!
And you hear about, you hear, let's see, what was it? You hear 15. Yes!
You know that small tech robot?
No, you hear yes from 15 different voices.
No. I don't know what Fred Chris's is.
Fred 11.
Fred 11.
Reporting.